3 weeks remain in the political season. 3 weeks of attack ads.
You knew they were coming. Nasty ads from the Washington crowd.
And counter ads.
It's nice that Michael Steele likes puppies, but he's running for the United States Senate.
And more.
There are some people in Washington who think you don't pay enough taxes.
And more.
Chris calls that one's ads political sewage, short on honesty.
And there's been plenty of fodder for those ads, most of it a result of bad news for Republicans. Reports on the war in Iraq have become a litany of death. Economic concerns persist among voters. Ethics investigations abound in Washington. It's the season of the political consultant, and we are joined by two Washington veterans. Donna Brazile is managing director of Brazile & Associates. She was campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign, and she serves as chair of the Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute. Welcome back to the program, Donna.
Thank you.
Whit Ayers is a Republican political consultant and president of Ayers McHenry & Associates, Inc., a national public opinion and public affairs research firm. Again, welcome back to you too, Whit.
Thanks, Leanne. Good to be here.
Let me start with you. Whit, the Republicans have some problems. What do you think they can do to dig themselves out with just a few weeks remaining before the election?
Leanne, the Democrats have been given the fortunate position of having the football on the Republicans' two-yard line. They ought to score a touchdown, meaning they ought to take both the House and the Senate. If they fail to score, it will be one of the great goal line stands in the history of American politics by the Republicans.
Donna, it seems like the Democrats' agenda is simply to exploit the problems of the Republicans. Do the Democrats just think they can run against the GOP problems and not need an agenda?
Oh, absolutely not. Look, to continue the football metaphor, it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust until the end zone, and Democrats will have to slog it out. Although the political environment now favor anti-incumbent candidates, challenges across the country, there are more competitive seats across the country. Democrats are prepared to not only offer a new direction at home but abroad. They're talking about honest leadership. We're talking about reforming the way Congress operates. We're talking about fiscal discipline. We're talking about a new direction in Iraq. So I think Democrats are, yes, capitalizing on the current scandals in Washington, D.C., but also we're telling voters what we would do differently, basically our vision of what we believe will keep America more prosperous and, of course, help the middle class. But, again, it's going to be a battle until the bitter end.
Go back to Iraq. Do the Democrats have a plan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've heard the only plans that you've heard this year have come from Democrats. We believe that it's time that the Iraqi government stand up on its own. We also think that it's time to redeploy our troops to other parts of the region so that the Iraqi security forces can take over. We also believe the sectarian war right now may translate at some point to civil war. John Warner, the Republican chairman of the Armed Service Committee, just came back and said, you know, he's concerned about the situation there. And he's given it 90 days. So I think Democrats are ready to work with John Warner and other Republicans to begin to put our troops, somewhere else, and also to begin to force the Iraqi government to stand on its own.
Whit, did you expect that you would be at this place a year ago with Republican seats in the House being challenged?
Starting in 2005, President Bush's approval rating started a pretty serious decline, as did the mood of the country. And while it has bounced around in the intervening period, it has gone on a fairly consistent downward track. So if you were watching the mood of the country or the president's job approval rating, you could see it coming a year ago. That's particularly true after Katrina, where he really took a hit, and the administration really took a hit. The one silver lining in this cloud for Republicans is that they've seen it coming all the way along. In 1994, I don't think the Democrats saw it coming. I think it shocked a lot of people when Republicans picked up 54 seats in the House. But this year, Republicans have seen it coming for months, and they've been raising money and preparing for just this period of time.
But with some of the worst hits have been in just the last few weeks.
Yes. But all that did was make a bad situation worse. We actually had a little momentum in September, and then we had the Foley flop. It's not that the Foley situation is going to have that much of an effect on many seats directly, but it did stop some Republican momentum that had been going through September.
Donna, do you think that a year ago that you would be in this spot right now, the Democrats would be in this spot right now?
We had a good year of recruiting candidates. The fundraising was going very well. But at the end of the day, we kept saying to ourselves, at best, 5 seats, perhaps 6 seats. And we looked around and we said, okay, perhaps we'll, you know, based on the number of members that are resigning or retiring, maybe 12 seats. But today, we're looking at a political environment that has opened up over the last 6 weeks. We now have up to 45 House seats in contention. This is a good season for Democrats, but it's still a slogfest to the end. And although I feel much better today than I did a year ago, Democrats understand that in order to win, we have to turn out our voters, and it really comes down to turnout.
Donna, traditionally, off-year elections generally don't draw heavy voter turnout. What's your impression of voter interest this year, then?
In terms of the latest CNN polls, indicate that Democrats are very excited about this electoral cycle, and liberals intend to vote overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Republicans right now are on the losing end in terms of being able to draw independents and moderate, and right now they're trying to just rally Republicans. So this is a good year for Democrats.
Whit, what's your impression of voter interest this year?
Donna's right that Democrats seem to be energized. They see the possibility of taking back Congress. Republicans have been a bit discouraged, but I think the prospect of Howard Dean and Nancy Pelosi running the country will be an enormous energizer for Republicans.
Whit Ayers is a Republican political consultant and president of Ayers McHenry & Associates, Inc., and Donna Brazile is managing director of Brazile & Associates. Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.